sir.
Coulson?
Yes. And we have Dr. Kissinger, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Henry? Just to brighten up your day, you already got the report.
Yes.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, these women are so nice, and by God, they just cheered, and I came in. When I got through, they were all crying and cheering, and it was amazing, really. And I just said a few nice, I took sort of your line, but I did something else. I said, you know, every time people tell me this, mine's a hard job, and then I think of the women I met in Christmas of 69, and I think, I never let you down. No, and they just, Jesus, they were really
sad. That's what they need. They don't want to be
there. Yeah, I think actually that if anything, that probably Dole and the others have been talking too much tactics, not enough about
their... They can't stand because that gets them into it. Then they start worrying.
Well, I said one thing, though. I said, I just want to assure you that from that moment, 69, presidential priority has been given to the POW thing. Every negotiating initiative, and I can assure you, ladies, gentlemen, that not only the publicly, but privately, I have pursued every channel, and we're pursuing them today, and we're going to get them back. You know, I just put it that way.
Well, I think
but I really think it turned it around. If it needed to be turned around, it was turned. They were so pleased that I came, but they were just, you should have heard, and they were screaming and yelling and everything.
That's why I thought you was good at doing it. I've only had to be...
Yeah, but I didn't have to answer your questions, but that was good. But anyway... Well, the thing we have to do, Henry, is to fight this goddamn thing out. I don't know how else to do it. On the other hand, I think you should know that if these people turn us down, I ain't prepared to turn hard right. I mean hard right. We'll blockade the goddamn place and say, get our prisoners or else. Don't you agree? And I think the people, the American people, are not behind us. The hell with them.
I think they can be rallied because nobody has ever more than this.
But I mean, what I meant is, if after our negotiating initiatives, they turn this last one down, Henry, we're not just going to go out with tail between our legs. Then, rather than saying we'll keep 20,000 until we get our prisoners, we'll blockade the goddamn people and say, all right, get our prisoners and we'll reduce. That's what, don't you agree that be something we ought to do?
I think
a harder line than just getting out is better.
I think very definitely. I think that were some of the other things, but one or the other.
Well, maybe the three-day strike, you mean, something like that.
Yeah. But the other one has a more long-term effect.
The what, blockade?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And
we may do it.
But either way, I think we ought to...
Well, we're not going to just do it, though, in terms of saying, well, now, we're going to get out, but we're going to keep 20,000 Americans there to you turn over our prisoners. We're not going to let them do that.
Yeah.
That's too long. And we've... We'll find the time. Find the time. Give it to these people.
Well, but everybody deserves credit for the tremendous decision that they made. Like, I was sorry I didn't bring it up.
Oh, well.
No, it was spectacular. It was good. Everybody
deserves credit. Hughes, at least. He got a kick out of it.
Everybody. Now they said it was more than a kick. They all said it was
no, right. Well, we gave them a hope and commitment. And that little damn Teddy going in there this morning and saying the blood of these people, and they're rotting in prison camps. And it didn't really go over with these ladies. They don't want to think their men are rotting in a camp. But I think, Henry, somebody's got to take Teddy on this. I really think so. Can't let him get away with that kind of shit. Don't you think so? Well, I'm calling Coulson now. I'm going to tell Coulson to find somebody to really kick the son of a bitch. Maybe Goldwater would. Right.
But in any event, congratulations. Now tomorrow we have that other thing.
Yeah. What time is that?
That's at 3 o'clock.
Hmm. after that, you and I will have a 15-20 minute talk and find out where the hell we go.
Exactly.
And then, because we've also got a physician, Rogers, and after we finish with Cremico, then we've got to call him and you in and then tell him that, well...
Yeah, but I've got that announcement already typed on a slotted sheet of paper of the kind they usually hand us.
Yeah.
It is on our paper, so it's very easy.
But I think we've got to tell Rogers tomorrow that it's on, don't you think so?
I would tell him right after the meeting.
Right. Call you and him in. Chinese, you're going to make an announcement in the morning, are they?
Yeah, but that's the slip again.
What the hell that's about? I don't know what the Russians are about. There's more going on than meets the eye here.
That's right, and that's why we also have to strike on another thing. I talked to Bush.
Oh, what did he say?
He thinks he can do it. He's coming down to see me at 8.
Right.
Thursday morning.
I tell him, regardless of from what he hears from the States, he's to do what I say. He's my ambassador, not States. He's a member of the cabinet. God damn it, he's to do it. And not tell him, just delay.